Welcome to a podcast presentation from Nurse Educator. I'm Dr. Richard Pullen, editorial board member of Journal. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Zainab Osakwe, assistant professor at Adelphi University College of Nursing and Public Health. Her clinical and research career is dedicated to access and quality of care in the home healthcare setting. Her current work focuses on home health aid information needs on patient care plans, particularly home health aides with limited English proficiency. As a nurse researcher, she has leveraged national data sets to investigate quality of care in the home healthcare setting. Well, today's topic is addressing the gap in academic clinical partnerships. Welcome, Dr. Osakwe.
Thank you. Hi, Dr. Pullen. It's great to be here. Always happy to talk to you about important matters for nursing education.
Well, it's enjoyable talking with you too, Dr. Osakwe. I always enjoy your passion and your scholarly approach to disseminating information to me as well as our listeners. So thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sure. Dr. Osakwe, undergraduate programs heavily emphasize acute care, which is a good thing. But I'm wondering if there are opportunities to increase the focus on community health and nursing programs through perhaps academic clinical partnerships. What is your perspective about the gaps in academic clinical partnerships specific to undergraduate nursing education?
Excellent question.
Sure.
So clearly there is a gap, and academic clinical partnerships, I know if we probably reached out to nursing leadership and schools and said, oh, how many academic clinical partners do you have? They're like, oh yeah, I have tons of academic clinical partners. My students go to clinicals in 20 hospitals, and they're all clinical partners. Well, that's not what academic clinical partnerships are, right?
Sure.
The model of academic clinical partnership has really been advocated a lot in the literature to optimize the training of the next generation of nurses, right? The undergraduate nursing education is exactly what our focus is on in order to meet the needs of our patients in the community. And when we raise discussions about academic clinical partnerships, we refer to, or we want attention to be focused on well-planned initiatives to bridge the gap between academic and clinical sites.
Yes.
Focused and structured relationships that are established to sustain partnerships that are well coordinated, that engage and involve an executive level of the clinical site and the School of Nursing or academic partner. And these executive level engagements should not only revolve around the person that coordinates clinical sites for the department or the clinical faculty. It's executive level engagement, right? From buy-in and connections from deans and directors in the nursing school and directors and executive leadership in the clinical site or wherever the clinical site may be, whether it's a federally qualified health center or home health care, or even if it's a hospice organization or agency. Setting up relationships, creating a model that involves putting time, setting time aside on the calendar, planning clearly mutually beneficial goals that would be beneficial to the nursing program and off clear benefit to the clinical site or the clinical partner. This kind of investment, time investment, also requires financial support, right? Because financial support facilitates time investments in academia, and financial support enables time investments even in clinical practice. right? So that's what we expect to understand when a question's raised of, do you have an academic clinical partner? What that means is, do you have a clinical partner who understands what your program's goals are and who you meet with on a regular basis with a structured plan on what your mutually beneficial goals would be in order for your nursing students to gain the most robust clinical experiences at a clinical site that would give them the greatest possible exposure to caring for patients and families in the community. So the context for academic clinical partnerships is something that needs to be thought about and carefully discussed in nursing programs, I believe, especially with current nursing workforce changes or shortfalls that we have currently, particularly in home and community-based settings, right? We face tremendous workforce changes with most new grads, right? We suffer with new grads gravitating more towards the hospital or acute care settings. And we've also gone through so much challenge because of huge, you know, massive exodus of nursing workforce since COVID. So what really is the opportunity here, or why do we care about academic clinical partnerships? This model of partnerships are critical to strengthen the exposure of clinical of nursing students, particularly in community health, to a more robust and comprehensive experience in community health settings. And, you know, in community health, our clinical sites are not like the traditional hospital settings. We have clinical sites in home health agencies, which can be decentralized, federally qualified healthcare centers, where the clinical workflow is very different and probably even more difficult to manage than a hospital setting. And these partnerships are important to strategically map out clinical activities and time management during clinical rotations. They can be excellent feeders to better connections throughout the clinical site's network and would, you know, open doors for the academic setting or deans or directors to get to understand more about what community health or home and community-based care is, which not too many people fully totally grasp what that plays out to be when it comes to clinical activities. Right. So, for example, a goal of one goal can be that for strengthening academic clinical partnerships, a mutually beneficial goal can be that within the nursing program, the high fidelity sim lab is used or supports the need for home health nurses that are in the clinical site to get exposure or refresher courses about health assessment, right? That's a mutually beneficial goal, right? So the home health experienced nurses in the agency can come on the school's academic partner's sim lab and get a refresher about HIPAA assessments or get a refresher about how to manage CHF in the community. And until these goals are mutually beneficial, we can't really unlock or harness the power of what a clinical site can provide the entire nursing program. Focusing on one clinical site or one clinical partnership at a time is largely very time consuming and extreme use of unnecessary resources. Why not set up model academic clinical partnerships where you can be an equal partner with clinical sites, discuss new innovative ways for nursing students to gain better clinical exposure, and think about long-term goals for how to expand these partnerships or expand the network of partnerships. Because one thing that's clear and critical in this partnership is that the clinical partner has a lot to offer besides just opening their doors or saying, oh, you can go out and visit or five students can come in today. We have to focus on optimizing and leveraging these opportunities and thinking about more innovative ways our students can gain higher or higher profile exposure, particularly in community health, right? Yeah. The home and community-based setting really does suffer huge job losses or being very unattractive in terms of our positions compared to hospital partners, largely because during the undergraduate phase of training, many nursing students, right, there's a huge shortage of clinical sites, particularly in home and community health or home and community based settings. And because of this huge shortage, many nursing students may not really have the opportunity during the undergraduate training level to be exposed to so much that we do in community health. They may not have the opportunity to have clinical rotations in the FQHC or go into a home health agency and really go and see what home health visits can be, or be on a transitional care unit and a subacute that's connected to a home health care and see how discharge planning plays out and how a patient can transition from acute, you know, from the discharged subacute unit into home health care and be followed by home-based primary care providers in the community. So that whole gamut of services that we provide that sustain and sustain care in the community for at least 4 million Medicare older adults, you know, annually in the U.S., a lot is missed out at the undergraduate level. And we cannot bring that to light for undergraduate nursing students to clearly understand what does a job in community health mean? What does it mean if I work for the Department of Health? How do I become a hospice nurse? Do I need a year of med surge in order to go into home health care? And would that mean that my skills would be underdeveloped? If we don't make these meaningful partnerships with clinical sites and think about how to create hybrid, more innovative models that really are focused and tailored on the needs of the undergraduate BSN nurses, we would really be putting the entire workforce, nursing workforce, at a disadvantage, and we would continue to experience these lack of being so attractive to the new grads, right? Right now, the entire nursing workforce, much of our hope is on the training that new grads receive.
Right.
Post-COVID, we cannot emphasize it enough. There have been a lot of nursing workforce job losses. But we have to revamp and activate, strengthen, and tailor the training that undergraduate nursing students receive while they're in school, connect with clinical partners that are in community health and home and community-based settings, sit down and set up clearly mutually beneficial goals, set up a work group, invest time, invest financial resources, have an administrative assistant that's a part of this partnership to ensure that there is continuity and to ensure that these relationships are sustainable.
Yes.
Eclectic, one-time-only clinical rotations cannot sustain the type of exposure that we need to provide our nursing students in order for them to make the most informed choices when they graduate, or even culminate in a capstone that can be a springboard for the next position for this new nurse. There is a huge shortage in home and community-based settings, and we need new grads to be
ready.
Absolutely.
Very good points. And this, I think you're saying this, the clinical experience goes beyond the going to the facility and just being there or taking care of patients for the day. And it goes beyond making sure that you have an affiliation agreement for students to be there. We need more students out in the community setting. There's a huge need where students can learn assessment in nursing care skills. And this is an intentional partnership where you have shared goals, perhaps, and have share outcomes.
Yeah.
And also resources. If students come if they're coming to the maybe an older adult setting or a hospice setting or other home care settings, then the nursing staff in those settings, they have tremendous professional development needs, and they can capitalize on the partnership and the resources of the School of Nursing. I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very intense. It's a win-win.
It's a win-win
situation. Absolutely. Such a good point. Well, Dr. Osakwe, can you or will you please explain how academic clinical partnerships may potentially facilitate clinical opportunities in community health?
Sure, absolutely. So facilitating clinical opportunities in community health. And it sounds like, Richard, you mean clinical opportunities in terms of jobs for nursing students or clinical opportunities overall?
Clinical opportunities overall. It could be clinical as a learning tool, but also to learn school skills, but also as a potential area of practice after graduation.
Excellent point. Thank you. I always like to talk about capstone classes when it comes to community mm-hmm. health, because I mm-hmm. feel capstone provides that interesting time where our nursing student can be immersed or really spend a lot of time getting acquainted with not just patient care, but also the healthcare system and the goals
yeah.
of community health, right? Why do we have community health? Why does home health care? What are the ultimate goals of home health care? Getting students to get to understand what really the purpose of home-based care or home health care is. And this definitely, through that mechanism of the capstone, exposure mm-hmm. is enhanced and can create more clinical opportunities. But because, you know, remember, relationships matter, right? We're nurses, and
correct.
Building the future of nursing, relationships are key. Through these capstone, students can identify mentors that can springboard their next steps for the next positions, because as students graduate, it's important to really align them with clinical sites that are prepared and customized to the needs of the undergraduate nursing program. So they mm-hmm. see and they can understand what kind of support would I receive if I were a nurse in this home health and hospice agency. If I worked for X, Y, and Z federally qualified healthcare center, I know that they have a mentorship program for new grads. I know that their manager is also a clinical nurse preceptor for palliative care, and I can get that kind of exposure. So getting to see the whole gamut of what the program provides during capstone is really key. So making these purposeful, intentional academic clinical partnerships are very necessary to develop robust nursing clinical experience during the undergraduate training level, and also as a springboard for next steps or to support decision making for next steps for the new grad, right?
Mm-hmm. Could there
and
be?
And that's just my take on it.
Sure. Could there be not only capstone, could there be components at the beginning of a nursing curriculum in which there's a progressive experiences or exposures to various aspects of community culminating in a capstone experience?
Absolutely.
In community?
You make an excellent point. A lot of community health organizations and clinical leaders are really concerned about the perception of new grads today, growing perception among new grads, the decisions to really stay focused on acute care settings and
mm-hmm.
how that's really affecting care of homebound older adults or lack of, you know, enough workforce for homebound older adults. There's a huge consensus, excellent as you raised, Richard, I was speaking to a clinical partner very recently, and he challenged me about how often I really talk about community to students, so help students understand more about home-based primary care or other community-based settings. So yes, it should start right in the beginning of nursing, of the nursing program. Because remember, our programs are really heavily focused on a medical model, right? Inpatient care, the acute patient. NCLEX tests heavily on the acute patient, patients with IV medications, emergency room encounters. But who cares for millions of older adults who are in their homes, choosing to age in their homes? And while we invest heavily on innovations to decrease hospitalization and rehospitalizations, and many community health systems are doing a great job at that, by the way, but where is the workforce, right? So introducing community health, home and community-based care, faculty really raising strong conversations, providing students the evidence about why this matters most. How does community-based care really come into play in the spectrum of the U.S. healthcare system, right? Where do we fall along the continuum? And it shouldn't only exist in the community health course. It starts right at the introduction to nursing.
Yes.
Because we meet our patients right where they are. And care is across the continuum.
Absolutely. You mentioned about acute care. That's the focus, of course. However, as you know, patients go home the day of surgery or shortly thereafter, and they're still sick. And they require home care, community health resources.
Correct.
And so,
yeah.
So even though we're in an acute care model, patients are going home who are sick, and that's requiring more of a nursing's presence out in the community, whether that's something physical or it could be a facility for mental health nursing, wound care, and not just older adults. And we know that, as you know, 60% of adults in this country have chronic illness. So that often translates into community
outpatient
health
care.
Resources. So just outpatient care, absolutely.
Outpatient
good deal.
Care. Yeah.
Well, how do we facilitate academic clinical partnerships with home and community-based care?
I really feel it's timely and it's time to tap into networks of organizations, right? Professional organizations like home care associations of states or wound care associations in the states to really start having really strong conversations about the need to set up probably an academic clinical partnership or consortium that helps schools and clinical sites build these kind of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we really run the risk of not being able to prepare the new grads.
It's
really necessary for leaders in nursing programs to really reach out to executive leaders in clinical in clinical sites and community health and really introduce themselves and express intent to set up this relationship or discuss this model of relationship. Because it's more sustainable. Because think about it, instead of paying someone to find a new clinical site for community or home health or outpatient wound care for your students every semester, you can have this relationship that builds a network of other relationships, right, affiliates to that clinical site. And your students will have access to more sites and a more tailored and organized clinical rotation structure, right? So it's not just about going in and being able to see patients, but really sitting down and saying, what would the clinical development be like, right? What's the experience supposed to be? What's the ultimate goal? What kind of resources can you leverage in order for them to do well at nursing 1-200 or at 300 level or at 400 level, and how can we partner to make this better? It's not just about the numbers of sites. It's like it's about building more robust experiences where students go out in the community and feel connected, right, to the organization or the agency that they are affiliated with, or the clinic or the outpatient site, knowing fully well where home and community-based care stands across the continuum of care.
Absolutely.
And
better
I feel initiating these relationships is necessary, and the impetus is on the nursing school to reach out.
Sure. Yes. And that's better learning. Better relationships, better learning. And that all translates where the rubber meets the road is great patient care, safe patient care, quality care.
Ultimately, yes, quality care, high quality care.
I have one last question. And Dr. Osakwe, how have these gaps impacted home and community-based care and the workforce?
It's really sad and to know that these gaps ultimately, at the end of the day, they translate into missed nursing visits, right? Into workforce changes translate into missed nursing visits and struggling to find clinical nurses to provide care at the end of the day to patients. So the impact is directly on patient care.
Yes.
So when we talk about social determinants of health and issues related to health access, our nursing programs have a strategic position to really directly impact the quality of care and the availability of care by setting up more sustainable relationships and sustainable partnerships out there. Because remember, nursing workforce in community-based settings are not just there to provide direct care, direct patient care. We're also responsible for key aspects of care delivery in the community-based model. Supervision of aides, supervision of ancillary staff, setting up care plans, other non-direct patient-related interactions are also really the responsibility of the BSN nurse in a home and community-based setting. So these workforce shortages directly impact the access to nursing visits and nursing-sensitive roles that are critical roles, such as care planning, home health aid supervision, which can be missed when there is short staffing.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Osakwe, thank you for sharing your expertise with listeners. And again, your passion is wonderful. And again, thank you for spending time with me.
Thank you so much. It's really always very informative and helpful to just discuss these very important topics to bringing our new nursing graduates in order to support and strengthen the future of nursing. And I'm always very happy to discuss with you, Richard. It's really always a good, great learning experience and helps to just put things in perspective.
Same here. Thank you so much. This ends the podcast.
Thank you. Bye.